Stay tuned for 81, 82, 83, 84, an hour of retro alternative music, coming up next right here on CKMS FM 102.7 Radio Waterloo. Hi, welcome back to 81, 82, 83, 84, an hour of retro alternative music. I'm Lee Gregory, and we're here each Saturday night on CKMS FM at 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can also stream episodes anytime by going to radiowaterloo.ca/81828384 and scrolling down to the recent episodes section. To get things started, we're going to go with a little up-tempo CanCon tonight. While the safety dance put Men Without Hats on the map in 1982 and still gets play on commercial radio today, they hit this station's airwaves 2 years earlier when they released a fun four-song EP called Folk of the 80s. This one is called Antarctica.
Thank you. tell you what I'm thinking. I get so excited when you're waving that knife. It's driving me crazy, but I know I can't blame you for this urban madness, metropolitan life. Everybody seems to be in some kind of fever, cruising up and down the same old strip and getting high. Left-wing politicians, blues women and musicians try to make a living off a regular guy. Metro, metropolitan life, you can survive, but it all depends. Metro, metropolitan life, you're on the street that never ends. Metro, metropolitan life, metro, metropolitan life, metro, metropolitan, metro, metropolitan, metro, metropolitan life. There ain't no breeze. Well, look around downtown, everywhere it's concrete. And people getting down on their knees. Well, I don't want to talk about it, cause it don't make no sense. I'm living in the city and I'm crying in the night. Television, saturation, sanitation for the nation. Sweeping off the sidewalk after every fight. Metro, metropolitan life, you can survive, but it all depends. Metro, metropolitan life, you're on a street that never ends. Metro, metropolitan life, metro, metropolitan life, metro, metropolitan, metro, metropolitan, metro, metropolitan life, metro, metropolitan life, metro, metropolitan life, metro, metropolitan, metro, metropolitan.
Just another sunny day, I turn it like the rain. Don't seem to get my way again and again. Shrugging my shoulders in a manner that I like. Something very apathetic, yeah. Oh, well, got no crazy passion lock me inside of my room. Oh, well, oh, well, got no crazy passion lock me inside of my room. Oh, well, I just wish to be left to myself. If I was a jar, I'd be content upon a shelf. The only one there that can unite us in together. Seems so unsympathetic, yeah. Oh, well, got no crazy passion like me inside of my room. Oh, well, oh, well, got no crazy passion like me inside of my room. Oh, wow.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand. Jackson's corset, Jane is in her vest. And me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a Studs back at gym. You know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse. And those ladies, they rolled their eyes. CJ, oh, CJ, oh, CJ. I tell you something, Jack, he is a banker. Save their monies, and when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, ooh, the radio does play the classical music, their jam, the march of the wooden soldiers. All your protesters, you can hear Jack say. Get ready, CJ.
And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
So some Canadiana to start off that set, Men Without Hats, Antarctica, and Phasers on Stun from FM, followed by Metropolitan Life by B.B. Gabor, and Oh Well from the Demics. After that, Sweet Jane from the Velvet Underground, and we just heard The Wait by the Pretenders. This week I wanted to share some of my favorite Easter eggs hidden in the music from this era. This first one comes from Robert Fripp's debut solo album, Exposure, and we'll talk about the hidden message after we listen to Haddon 2 here on CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo.
If you know you have an unpleasant nature and dislike people, this is no obstacle to work.
I know that I could easily spend the rest of my life with you.
There's a new governor of racketeering, conspiracy, mail fraud, income tax evasion.
Dismal, pathetic chord sequence.
If you know you have an unpleasant nature and dislike people, this is no obstacle to work.
Well, you may have guessed this is the soundbite that I was alluding to. Naturally, it begs to be played in reverse, which I used to do in my dorm room in North 2 by disconnecting the belt drive on my turntable and manually spinning the record backward. Fortunately, technology makes it easier now, and here it is.
One thing is for sure, the sheep is not a creature of the air.
And that is Monty Python's Graham Chapman from the Flying Sheep sketch. One thing is for sure, the sheep is not a creature of the air. But it's also reassuring to know from that song that if you have an unpleasant nature and dislike people, this is no obstacle to work. All right, this next one is a bit of a journey, so stay with me here. I'm a big baseball fan, and I often watch games on MLB.tv. And earlier this season, there was an ad that was on almost every inning for the new edition of the MLB The Show game on PlayStation. The ad features the great young shortstop from the San Diego Padres, Fernando Tatis Jr. Let's listen to it now.
Pardon the interruption to your scheduled content. I've been asked to apologize for changing the game. Apparently, I've been breaking the unwritten rules of baseball. I'm sorry if things got too exciting, and this isn't the game that you remember. But here's the thing, we're never going back.
So there was something in that music that I hooked onto, and a quick Shazam told me that the music was a cut called The Ground Below by Run the Jewels, a hip-hop duo featuring Killer Mike and LP. Here's the whole song.
RTJ. The God. The God Killer. This Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the card dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the card dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell me as a Bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and robbed. Bonaparte, he paired with Tucson, and they went on a world conquest, tearing your Bonaparte. Michael remained murderous, but still virtuous. Wait to kill the petty, you found out the church services. Not a holy man, but a moral in my perversion. So I support the sex workers unionizing their services.
Since you're locked in shift, thinking the boss, and I get him, I fix the shit as iffy. But later, don't a whole white, they'll get to the crib and quickly. I watch my mouth when I finish watching y'all suck clock. Don't doubt you put an ounce of that evil on me, I'm flipping Ricky. I give an inch to you simps, I'll never forgive me. Not saying it's a conspiracy, but you're all against me. You see a future with runner jewels, ain't the shit cancel my hit the killing trip, turn the time machine back around a century.
Since you don't love me, hey, I'm guessing I'ma be okay. You say that you don't feel me now, I feel like I'ma live somehow.
Love never meant much to me.
Love never meant
much to me.
Love never meant
much to me.
Love never meant much, 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 much.
Every child, woman and man, opinion don't matter, stick to your plan. If they judge, still don't budge. Don't give an inch, don't give a nudge. Nudge. Life a bitch, leave you battered and bent. Lose a win, got a hold of your chin. And I put it on Jamie and me. We just gave you inspiration for free. The money
never meant much.
And that was The Ground Below by Run the Jewels. But it wasn't that song specifically that I connected with. It was this guitar riff, which I've isolated from the vocals here. And if you're a Gang of Four fan, you'll likely recognize it. Here's the original riff. And here's the song it comes from their debut album, Entertainment. This is Ether on CKMS FM, 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
Yeah.
That was Ether from Gang of Four. And our last Easter egg for this week comes from King Crimson's album Discipline. Let's listen to Robert Fripp explain what we're going to hear.
Thaler and Jinjit is an anagrammatic title. The song is to do with urban violence, crime in the streets, being mugged, you know, all those kind of useful social comments. Now, there's a line in which the singer has to act the part of a person who's been mugged. An agent went out into the studio and got in front of a microphone and was saying, "He held a gun against my head. This is a dangerous place. I wouldn't like to live here." You know, which isn't awfully convincing. So I said to him, "Look, why don't you take this pocket cassette machine and walk around the block and get a bit more of a feel of what it's like to be on the street?" So he went around the block, walking and talking into the machine. And as he walked around the corner, he said into the machine, "This is a dangerous place. He held a gun against my head. I wouldn't like to live here." And immediately got set on by a street gang. He said, hey man, what you got there?
So suddenly, these two guys appear in front of me, stop real aggressive, start at me, you know. What's that? What's that on that tape? You know, what do you got there? I said, it's a tape. What are you talking into that for, you know? I said, well, it's just a tape, you know. And they said, well, play it for us. I said, oh, no. Put them off as long as I could. Finally, they turned it on, you know. They grabbed it from me, took it away from me, turned it on, and it says, "He held a gun in his hand." This is a dangerous place. They said, what dangerous place? What gun? You're a police.
Now, when Adrian Belew returned to the studio in Notting Hill, Gates still reeling from what he had just experienced, Fripp had the good sense to signal to the recording engineer to roll tape. And Adrian's frazzled explanation of what had just happened to him was embedded into the track. Here's Thaler Hun Jinji.
Gonna kill me for sure. Ganged up on me like that. Couldn't believe it.
look, I'm still shaking. It's weird. Go out in the streets like this, you can't. Dangerous place. It's a dangerous place.
So suddenly, these two guys appear in front of me, stop real aggressive, start at me.
What's that? What's that on that tape? You know, what do you got there?
I said,
hey, what are you talking to that for, you know?
I said, oh, well, it's just a tape, you know, and they still
play it for me.
I said, oh,
no.
Put them off as long as I could. Finally, they turned it on, you know. They grabbed it from me, took it away from me, turned it on, and it says, he held a gun in his hand.
This is a dangerous place. It's a what dangerous place? What gun? You're a policeman!
The deeper I talked, the worse I got into it. I told him, I said, look, I'm not talking. It went on forever. Anyway, I finally unbuckled my shirt and said, look, I'm in this band here, you know? I'm in this band, you know? And we're making a recording, you know? And it's just about New York City. It's about crime in the streets. The explanation was going nowhere, but finally they just kind of let me go. I don't know why. So I walk around the corner. I'm like shaking like a leaf now, and I thought, this is a dangerous place once again, you know? Who should appear? The two policemen.
Signal ran through my veins. TVOD. VOD. TVOD, TVOD, TVOD. TVOD, TVOD, TVOD. TVOD, TVOD, TVOD. TVOD, TVOD, TVOD.
from the 69th floor. All the cars lost in the scrapyards of paradise. The newspaper photographs of all come alive. Dead in the streets, who's that girl? Iron screams, Africa burns. Suburbia stumbles, the tides are turned. I can feel the fear in the Western world. I can feel the fear in the Western world. I can feel the fear in the Western world.
That, of course, was the Ramones with Happy Family. Before that, we heard Fear in the Western World by Ultravox from their second album, Ha Ha Ha, with John Fox on lead vocals. They were harder-edged in the beginning, but changed their sound when Midge Ure took over as the frontman. You probably know them better from their biggest hit, the title track from the album Vienna, released in 1980. Interestingly, John Fox's solo work also followed the progression to less aggressive, more melodic stuff. Although with somewhat of an android-like sound, we heard his song Underpass from his first solo LP, Metamatic. Before that, a song from The Normal, which is really just the name that producer-engineer Daniel Miller used as a performer. That was TVOD, one of only two tracks he released that ever got traction. And I'll bet you guessed the other one was Warm Leatherette. And we started with Thelehun Jinjeet from King Crimson, which, by the way, is an anagram of Heat in the Jungle. Almost out of time. Here's New Order with a song that was on their epic album Power, Corruption, and Lies that came out in 1983. But I like this live version recorded 29 years later better. This is 5, 8, 6. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.